The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I never start our episodes off talking about the WTF, but Anthony A. has a recent study about men satisfying their women in bed, and it is such, I hope, an eye-opener for a lot of men out there.
Well, I hope it's not disappointing.
Well,
like a lot of men out there. Plus, we have a confession from a 911 dispatch operator. It's hilarious. Here's the podcast. Let's get it started. I'm going to open up today, of course, saying good morning, but also talking about DJ Automatic getting shamed a few days ago.
Shame.
Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So there's some people.
What was I shamed about?
Well, hold on. First of all, you know, we did the remodel in the house and all. I thought this was it. Nope. We're selling it. We're buying another house.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, fun. No, not fun at all.
Oh, let me tell you, it's not fun.
We've had people at the house, inspectors and all kinds of, you know, appraisers and realtors and everybody knocking at the door coming in. One guy, though, this inspector, he's like ex-cop dude, very thorough man, comes in the house, helps us with some things, and then he says, who's the man of the house? And I said, DJ Automatic. And Otto said, me. And the man said, well, the man of the house is not changing the filters.
Shame.
Let me tell you, disgusting. And I was shamed by a 72-year-old man that was.
He's 72.
Yeah, you know, the moment you open up and say, who's the man of the house? A DJ. I'm like, ooh, yeah,
the filter was probably 2 inches thick.
Damn, dude.
I don't know what. And it was the wrong size the whole time.
Let's put it this way. I went and got a filter right away.
Automatic doesn't even filter his mouth.
Exactly. We have to filter your mouth in the studio, much less replace filters at home. Anyway, you went, you got it, and then you know what else? You fixed your car.
Also, I don't know if that man, you know, he got to catch up. It's not just a man's job to change out the filters. You know, that's a thing a chick can do.
This guy was, he was 72 years old, and he retired from the Chicago Police Department homicide detective.
Oh, he a man's man.
Yeah, so he is a real man.
He said he investigated over 700 murders.
He was investigating the filters in our house.
Yeah, this filter is the messiest crime scene I've ever seen.
I was intimidated by the 72-year-old man.
National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Tile Day. Did he say anything about the tile in the house?
No.
I like the tile.
Give your favorite dog a treat. It's National Dog Biscuit Day.
Oh, you're such a good boy or girl. Mm.
And it's going to make me think of my grandma. Rest in power, Stella. It's National Banana Bread Day. I love banana bread.
Does she bake banana bread?
Oh, dude, she would do. I don't even know what she would make it out of. I'll just walk in there and you just smell it with the little nuts
in there. It's old bananas. Ooh. Old bananas, cinnamon, sugar, flour, and
Dana
nuts.
Dana needs to make some old bananas because I bought a bunch of bananas that are just sitting there.
Then let's make banana bread tonight. Do you know you can make it flourless?
I don't know how to make anything.
You don't have no idea. Huh? You don't even know how to change a filter.
Yeah, with the new filter, it should taste better.
No dirt in a banana bread. All right, it's Black History Month. Remember, it's very important for us to talk about these things. Black history is American history. In 1981, broadcast journalist Bryant Gumbel became the first black person to host a network morning show when he joined NBC's Today Show. I can't believe that happened in 1981.
That's wild. You would have thought it happened way before that. But shout out Bryant Gumbel's dope,
isn't
man.
Isn't he on the sport?
He's still
HBO
on
now?
Yeah,
HBO,
he's crushing it.
He does sports, right?
Yeah, Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel.
Great show. Even I watch.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. Today is one confession. Your secret is safe with us. You do it anonymously. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. We have a 911 dispatch operator on the line. Go ahead with your confession.
Oh, gosh. Well, there is this guy who, this happened the other day, but he prank called 911 and he was pleasuring himself, and I couldn't figure out what was going on at first, and so I had to listen to it for like 2 minutes.
No!
I couldn't figure it out!
Did you report him?
To who?
No, I mean, I just kind of let it go, but I couldn't figure out what was going on at first until after 2 minutes I was like, oh no, this is what's going on.
Do you get bonus for that?
I wish I did, but I don't.
You need to report him to the off police.
Yeah, I'm sorry you have to put up with that crap. Thank you for doing what you do. We love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I just realized when I asked her, did you report him? To who? She's like, I'm 911. I can't call myself. Hey, there's a weirdo, a freak on the line. I mean, could he get in trouble? Obviously, though, right?
Oh, well, Dana has the lead detective of the off police.
2 minutes.
Who is this guy? That guy, yo, out there going for a record.
I was like, a minute and a half. I'm done. Oh,
bless her soul for being able to put up with that.
Oh my gosh, I was.
The crazy thing is like she probably thought he was dying at first.
No, the amount of intelligence it takes to decipher between, is this guy dying of a heart attack or is he pleasuring himself?
What do you think it was? What noise was it that she was like, oh?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Just thinking
about it.
No, do not make any lewd noises. That was enough. The whole thing was enough. You know what that reminds me of? Do you remember automatic? We lived in Houston and I got my 713 phone number and only a handful of people had it. And I started getting calls from some man who was doing exactly that. I'm living alone. I was so scared.
He said only a handful of people. Somebody called you with a handful. I'll tell you that.
Wait, hold on.
I barely remember.
What was happening? Like,
he was calling and he would say my name and then he would make these horrible noises. Oh. And that way, hold on. Now that I think about it.
Did you think he was dying?
Oh, I knew he wasn't dying, honey. I knew he was. He was trying to live is what he was doing. But now that I think about it, if I'm a 911 operator to try to determine, wait a minute, is, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I knew that it was a weirdo and it kept happening. I had to change a number. What's wrong with you men? What's wrong with you men? Never in the history of women has any woman just called and done anything like this with a man.
Well, if anybody wants to, you know, create history, hit me up today. Please feel free. We can do something. It'll be a groundbreaking day.
You can also hit us up for a confession. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. And just like the 911 operator we love so much, you too will remain anonymous. Tap into the phones now. And you can replay this for your listening pleasure via the podcast. Search Dana Cortez Show.
The sad thing is that if some woman called and did that to a man, we'd be like, hey, what's up?
Exactly. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the most talked about commercials during Super Bowl was Coinbase. Remember the QR code that was just moving around?
Yeah.
On a screen? Well, in case you missed it, the FBI has a warning for you. I will share that warning with you right now, and I was one of the people that did it. So stand by. These are three stories you need to know. Everybody says they've got the big stories. We really break them down, okay, because the timeline moves too fast. DJ Automatic, what you got?
In case you missed it, your old iPhone might be worth a fortune.
Oh.
Ancient Apple gear like iPhones, iPads, and even old MacBook computers are going for thousands on eBay because retro nerds are scooping up these old school electronics.
Nostalgia, right?
Yeah. So listen to this. The first generation iPod, still in its packaging, just sold for $45,000.
Do you know that I think, and I know this sounds crazy, but I think that iPod that you gave me, the pink one?
For your birthday, I remember.
I believe I just donated it to Goodwill.
Oh.
And it was brand new. And it had hundreds of songs on it.
Once again. And then, like, even listen to this.
Okay. Once again, she let you down or what?
Dude, she always gives away everything that's worth anything.
Here we go.
Whether it's my shoes, now it's my old computers. I had the old iMac with the blue cover on it.
And she gave that away, too?
She made me give it away.
Yeah, no, those are in the Smithsonian. Oh. Come on, Dana.
Well, now they're at Goodwill next to the house.
Well, less than mint condition Macs that are old are now selling for more than what they're worth when they were new.
Yours was way less than mint condition.
It doesn't matter. It was still worth a lot.
Whatever. A mint condition Mac, that's what they used to call my daddy. Alright, in case you missed it, women are still faking it during sexy time so dudes won't get their fragile ego hurt.
You don't say.
The University of South Florida surveyed 600 women and found out that they actually get anxiety when their men feel less macho. So therefore, during adult time, they will fake for the betterment of their relationship.
You better not be saying, yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, not this woman.
She would let me know. That. She would be like, sure, you know what? You missed a spot.
You better do something. Yeah, I'm too old for that now.
That's why she's giving away all your stuff.
Notice? Every time you miss, I give away a Mac.
Take that.
Notice they're university age women.
Yeah, right.
Every woman out of university age is like, oh, I stopped doing that a long time ago. You're going to know, sir. You're going to know, okay? All right, so in case you missed it, if you scanned the QR code Coinbase commercial during the Super Bowl, like literally millions and millions of people did, the FBI has a warning for you. QR codes are catching on. I mean, lately more restaurants are using
them. Yeah, I use them, right? Especially at restaurants and bars.
Yeah. Here's the problem. Coinbase received so much action on their site, it crashed. And the FBI's warning isn't specifically about Coinbase. The issue is the commercial went viral, and some who aren't savvy about QR codes might easily get scammed with a piece of mail or email that looks legit. Who are the people that mostly get scammed?
Old people.
Very young people and boomers. Yeah, you're right.
My mom, that's who.
Google the actual name of the company before you hit a QR code and make sure it's spelled accurately. I guess after that commercial, a bunch of mail pieces went out, old-fashioned mail, and they spelled Coinbase with a D.
Oh.
And people were clicking on it, and their identities were being stolen.
Oh.
So you gotta be careful. So you're not dumb for scanning the QR code, but you are if you don't double-check whatever you're gonna scan
before. What you are dumb is for investing in Coinbase. It's already taking half my money.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Could Cardi B be President Biden's next ambassador for Russia? Oh, this is big. I've got audio. Stand by for this story and more. Daily Dirt, the best gossip, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Emily Blunt celebrating her birthday, Dakota Fanning, Josh Gad, and Aziz Ansari.
Okay, so let's start off with Snoop Dogg, who just purchased the trademark Death Row Records. He's hanging out with P. Diddy, who, of course, owner of Bad Boy Records, two of the biggest labels from the 90s. Period in music, not just hip hop. And the two are teasing a possible Tupac Biggie collaboration 25 years later. The two murders of these men have never been solved. And they've been talking about this since the 90s.
All that East Coast, West Coast stuff is a bunch of media hype. It's been my dog from day one, you know what I'm saying? It's all good between me and him. That's my peoples.
For real, that's what we came here for. We came here to light it up and ride it up. We make music for everybody.
It does make me happy to hear that. But it makes me sad that those two men died because people were perpetuating the idea of East versus West to sell magazines, to sell merch, and to sell music.
Yeah.
It's an interesting time.
And what's tragic, too, is I feel like Snoop Dogg's going to put all this new music on an NFT. That's what I feel is going to come next. We're going to be rocking in the metaverse with Mark Zuckerberg and Snoop Dogg.
Hey, as long as Pac and Big are next to me, virtually, whatever, I'm down for it.
All right,
so Rob Kardashian has dropped his lawsuit against Blac Chyna. So do you remember in 2017 when he accused her of trying to strangle him with an iPhone charger? She was drunk and high. Well, a jury has found enough reason for him to take her to court. But he says, I love my daughter, our daughter, enough to drop the lawsuit. I just want to co-parent with Blac Chyna and move forward.
If you can't get over some strangulation, what can you get over?
Jeez, that is not love. That is not love. But I am glad that they're moving forward as adults to parent dream the best way possible. All right, and speaking of parent, Cardi B, she just had a little baby boy to add to her brood. And now she's speaking on Russia and Ukraine.
Sometimes I feel like if I don't say the right things, I might get killed. But I'm really not on NATO's side. I'm really not in Russian side. I'm actually in the citizen's side because at the end of the day, the world is having a crisis right now. There's inflation not only in America, but everywhere in the world. And this shit just made it way more complicated. So I'm just really annoyed by this. And I really wish that all world leaders right now just really come with a logical conclusion. But whatever.
You can make fun of Cardi all you want, but she made more sense in that little 12 seconds than a lot of these commentators on cable news. Not kidding. Inflation's affecting the world. It's not the president's fault. And we just need people to be safe and gas prices to go down.
I know that's right.
Can we explain to people really what's going on?
No, but Cardi B can.
Obviously.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Notice how during a pandemic, a lot of fast food places have discontinued some of their best foods.
Yeah.
Taco Bell has brought one back.
There we go.
I'll tell you what it is right now. Inside Food News, it's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Wednesday. We are the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
It better be the double-decker. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., also known as Mild Sauce.
Okay, so I've got some really big news. U.S. Soccer and the U.S. Women's National Team have reached an agreement to end a discrimination lawsuit over equal pay. This was filed back in 2019, remember? The agreement will see the women's and men's national teams receive an equal rate of pay, including the World Cup.
Oh, yeah, wow. There we go.
U.S. Soccer will also pay out $24 million in back pay. I understand we can fight about sports. We can do all these. But U.S. women's soccer here in the U.S.
It's way bigger than men's soccer.
Way bigger than men's soccer. Makes a lot more money, and it just was not fair at all. So I'm glad that we've gotten here to this day. Ah. And then in food news, Taco Bell discontinued a lot of favorites, like I said earlier, during the pandemic, like a lot of restaurants did. They're bringing back the Choco Taco. Besides their cinnamon twists, it's one of my favorite desserts. It's ice cream. They partnered with the Klondike Bar.
I didn't think you were going to get me excited, but the Choco Taco return to Taco Bell,
it's good.
It's depressing. I want the double-decker back. I'm sick of making them on my own. I mean, if there's already tortillas there, there's beans there, there's a hard shell taco.
Why did they discontinue the double-decker?
You tell me. It doesn't even make sense. And then they bring back the Choco Taco? Yeah. Nobody cares about the Choco Taco. Who goes to Taco Bell and says, hey, let me have a Choco Taco?
You.
Well, besides having a double-decker.
Well, hopefully they'll bring back the double-decker too, or there'll be anarchy, all right? National Day, Anthony A.
Here's a treat for your dog. It's National Dog Biscuit Day.
Ooh. Oh, I love my dogs, and when they're good, I do give them treats.
My dog, Metro, he's really big on the little greenies, which is cool for me because it makes his breath smell
better.
Aren't
those really good?
Yeah, dude.
DJ Automatic's dad gives his dogs McDonald's burgers.
I knew your dad was a good guy.
I don't think that's good for them, but hey, the dog likes it.
We got National Tile Day, so lay that tile down. I don't know. I don't have one joke. But something I do love is National Banana Bread.
Shout out to my grandma, makes the best banana bread, period.
She made good banana bread? Was it
Big makes
loaf?
All good bread. She's like, she is a...
Grandma Dorothy, she's a bread connoisseur?
She's special.
Okay, my grandma made good banana bread, but only had one grape. She made it in a little bitty loaf pan. It was just barely enough for
one slice?
Yes, and I like to gorge and eat a lot. So that's the only complaint I have, Nana. Other than that, I love it. Now, remember, we are celebrating Black History Month. Black history is American history. And in 1981, broadcast journalist Bryant Gumbel became the first black person to host a network morning show when he joined NBC's Today Show. I just want you to think about that. 1981 was not that long ago.
It wasn't.
That's wild to me. So for people who are like, oh, everything's fine. Racism has ended. We had a black president. Shut up, please. Also, remember, Brian Gumbel now hosts Real Sports with Brian Gumbel.
Yes, on
HBO.
I like
watching it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So a former Georgia official faked being pregnant so she could take paid maternity leave twice.
Oh, nice, dude.
All right, so let me tell you about this woman.
Nobody noticed you didn't have a kid?
Robin Folsom, 43, made this up twice. She had a fake baby daddy, and she had a pregnancy plastic belly that she would strap onto her body. And the thing is this belly would change in size, so she could make it get bigger and bigger. And then she started downloading pictures of a fake kid, the first one, and started showing the office. This is my fake baby daddy. Ooh. This is my fake kid. It wasn't until the second pregnancy that people got suspicious, not only because she wasn't bringing baby daddy and baby around, but because the stomach that she wore separated from her body. And the lady that worked with her said, hold up. That thing isn't strapped on right. You are lying.
Oh, what a snitch, dude. I was on this lady's side until the fake kid photos. That's a little creepy.
Well, not only is it creepy, it's illegal. The woman was charged with 3 counts of making false statements and 1 count of identity fraud after a local grand jury indicted her. She's facing 20 years in prison. Who's keeping the kids?
All right. Speaking of children and regret. Multiple students were hospitalized after partaking in the one chip challenge.
Ooh. What's the one chip challenge?
Oh, it's a super hot chip.
Yeah,
right?
It's a chip with a Carolina Reaper and scorpion peppers on it. 3 of the kids, they're all okay now, but they actually had reverse effects, started throwing up, and then one got sick and had to go home. So yeah, dude, be careful when you're partaking in these social media challenges.
Why do human beings want to bring themselves pain? You know it's going to hurt, yet you do it anyway. That sounds like my last relationship.
Oh, no.
It was painful, but I did it anyway.
It brought us a good joke. That was good.
Well, I'm going to give you guys a feel-good story, okay? Listen to this. An elderly dog was found in rural California. The people who found her said that she looked like she was old and unwell. Actually, a cop had found her off the side of the highway.
Oh, but is he that?
And he saw somebody actually dump the dog on the side of the highway.
I hate when people
do
that.
This story better get feel-good real fast.
Where's the feel-good part?
Here it comes. He scanned the dog for a chip, comes back. The chip was actually 10 years old. The dog was 12 years old and had been separated from its owner for that long.
So they reunited the dog after a decade with the real rightful owners?
Yes. The owner had no idea what had happened to the dog. She said, you know, one day I went to the store, the dog got out, never saw it again, and now it's back at her house with its brother after all this time. And this actually gives me hope because we lost a cat. And I really want Nala to come back to us.
We didn't lose a cat. You got high and left the door open, and the cat got out and got eaten by a coyote.
And it could come back to us.
No, it could not.
Damn.
The cat's dead.
Well, get high again. You might see it.
Those are today's WTF stories. We'll be back less than 5 minutes from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show, February 23rd. Time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
We're going to start in 1993. On this day, Naughty by Nature released their third album, 1993. So Hip Hop Hooray was a humongous single. The album went platinum. It was their second straight platinum record. And I feel like Naughty by Nature is one of the groups that is often slept on. They have a great catalog.
For sure.
Next, we're going to 1997. On this day, Puffy and Snoop appeared on the Steve Harvey Show to talk about the East Coast, West Coast beef and to call a truce.
Yo, Steve, check this, man. All that East Coast, West Coast stuff is a bunch of media hype. It's been my dog from day one, you know what I'm saying? It's all good between me and him. That's my peoples.
For real, that's what we came here for. We came here to light it up and ride it up. We made music for everybody.
2 weeks later, Biggie, a.k.a. Christopher Wallace, was murdered in Los Angeles, so it obviously didn't work. On this day in 1999, Eminem released his second studio album, the Slim Shady LP.
This was a good album. It has some good stuff on here.
It debuted at number 2. It won a Grammy for Best Hip Hop Album. And the shocking content really just made him a worldwide superstar.
And this is oftentimes mistaken for Eminem's first album, right? And this is like, I think, the mass introduction to the world to Eminem and everything he had.
Well, his first album went wood. It sold like 900. And then this came out in 1997. And then Dr. Dre redid it and they re-released it in 1999. Ooh. This album went 4 times platinum. We're going to stay in 1999 because TLC released their third album, Fan Mail.
Now, this one I remember very well. It's a great, I believe, piece of work from beginning to end.
No Scrubs was a huge hit. The album went 6 times platinum in the United States, went diamond worldwide, and it was the last album before Lisa Left Eye Lopez died in a car crash.
R.I.P. Lisa Lopez.
And also today in 1999, the Roots dropped their 4th album, Things Fall Apart. Somebody told me that this planet was small. We used to live in it. That song is called You Got Me with Erykah Badu. It won a Grammy for Best Rap Performance by a Duo or Group. And this was the most successful Roots album to date.
And now they're in front of America every single night.
And last, we're going to 2019. Ariana Grande becomes the first solo artist to hold the top 3 spots on the Billboard Hot 100. With 7 Rings, Break Up With Your Girlfriend on Board, and Thank You Next.
I knew early on when I saw Ariana Grande in the show Victorious many years ago on Nickelodeon. I thought, man, this young lady is, she can act. I mean, her comedic timing was great, but it was her singing on the show that just blew me away.
To watch the show with our daughter, and I always said, that little girl is a superstar. And now she is.
All right, that's Music Facts with DJ Automatic, only here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The first-gen iPods are being sold on eBay for $45,000. But don't worry. Dana Cortez donated her husband's to the Goodwill last year. I'd like to welcome you to 2 Dudes.
1 Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A., their adorable BFF, and her husband, DJ Automatic, who earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, you were giving us your In Case You Missed the Story, and you were breaking down that, yes, right now, first-gen iPods in the box, completely good, are going for
$45,000. $45,000 on eBay right now. Even if you have a second, third generation, you get some money for those. The one that really killed me is because the Mac, the G3s.
Okay, hold on. Before we get into your Mac story, because I know you want to get into this Mac story, you actually gave your wife a iPod 1, the pink version.
Yes.
And she had it until
it
she
was
got...
iPod 2.
Wow.
And she gave it away. And I think she gave it away in the last year.
Oh, damn,
and that pocket was full of music. All kinds of good stuff.
That hurts automatic. But about this computer that your wife also,
okay,
am I
so
assuming?
I had the first Power Mac, the G3. That was my first music
That's
computer.
That's a groundbreaking computer right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of money on it.
The one with the color in the background.
Yeah, the blue one, yes.
Okay, all right,
automatic. So my first music computer. I told my wife I want to hang on to it for sentimental reason because it was my first computer. No. And what if she says, nah, it's just taking up space. Get rid of it. Now I can get like $25,000 for
you
that piece of junk.
You can't have a sentimental memory without your wife being in it after you get married?
Exactly.
Come on.
Same thing goes with all my shoes. I probably had every single pair of Dunks that ever came out. Everybody's paying top dollar for Dunks. Now, Jordans, I've had a lot of them. She made me get rid of them. Collectible t-shirts.
Oh, boy.
Okay. One of the small perks in radio is you get a lot of promo t-shirts.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of perks or benefits in radio, but the shirts.
We would get a lot of promo t-shirts for every different, you know, from Jay-Z to, you know, Travis Scott.
Let's
We've
go.
Got all the promo t-shirts. Guess what she decided?
No.
Taking up too much space. Give them away.
Damn, dude. One thing I did agree with her on, though, is she gave away your camouflage pants.
Ew.
You know what? We needed to get those out the repertoire.
Those were Ralph Lauren camouflage pants. They weren't polo. They weren't the big polo. Oh, these are Ralph Lauren.
I'm telling you, that was a favor for all of us. All right? Let us know what your wife or your mother has given away on your behalf. And do not forget, the iPod, if you have one, is worth $45,000.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I know I laughed about the 911 operator, but yesterday when I was making food, I was reminded of that those creepy phone calls that were coming through to me. I was so scared.
What food were you making?
I know.
I think it was heating up menudo or something. I don't know. It wasn't even about that.
Menudo brings back scary memories.
I was just thinking about the show. I was just thinking about the show in general. And it's just creepy to me that somebody would do that. What is wrong with men?
Men are gross. Men are pigs. And not
all of us.
I'm glad
you admit that.
But, I mean, for the most of us, for the most part, we
have
some
pig thoughts.
Pig tendencies.
I just like to see the image of Dana cooking menudo having flashbacks.
Is it the smell that brings
Digging
it back?
Taking the panza out. Like all of that. Yeah, oh my gosh. Dude. And then your WTF story about women faking it. I think all women have done it. Some of us more than others. But after a certain amount of time.
It's never happened to me.
Sure.
Right, Dana? Right?
Not with me.
Okay.
No, because I... After you get to a certain point,
Dana just tells me that's.
Oh yeah, I'm like, no, I don't even have to tell you. You already know.
You gotta ask. Yeah. That's a sign,
right
there.
No, I can just tell by like the disappointment on her face. I'm like, oh, I didn't get the job done.
Oh, Dan, this is gonna go into a whole other topic because once you do get into a relationship, you know, adult time does become about satisfying your partner more than your own self.
And it should. It should. I always make sure you're satisfied. You should return the favor.
And I'm very happy for it. And I try to return the favor more times than not.
You're 99% there.
Yeah, I mean, we all are not perfect.
When you're single, sexy time is a sprint, not a marathon. All right, girls? So don't be mad because I crossed the line first.
You better keep up.
Yeah.
All right, here's more of the podcast.